From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. In Madison County, more than 28% of adults live below the poverty level. In Ada County, more than 23% of adults have arthritis. 10% of adults in Washington County have been diagnosed with cancer. Now, these are just some of the new health statistics that anyone can see thanks to a new tool from the University of Idaho. It breaks down health data by the county level for the first time here in our state. So joining us today to tell us more about this is Eric Seaman, a research scientist at the U of I. Eric, I want to welcome you to the program.
Hi, great to be here.
So, Eric, have we ever seen this kind of data at the county level here in Idaho?
Well, the data that we've been working with is from the CDC's Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey. So it's a telephone survey. There have been some data sets from other resources that have broken data at a county level, but because we're pulling this data from actual surveyed data across the state and using some different statistical techniques, we like to think that this is has a more accurate reflection on what's actually happening at a county level.
So why did you want to break down the health data like this, like really at that county level?
Well, we started doing work with the state's Department of Health and Welfare regarding obesity and hypertension and other factors that may have associations with aspects, for example, with COVID. And we discovered that this CDC survey data is fairly rich, but is very spatially coarse. So it's over a large area. So we thought that this was a good opportunity to try to be able to tap into these questions that are asked at an extensive array of health conditions and risk factors from the recorded telephone survey, and then apply that at a county level so we could do other types of analyses.
Okay, so how does the health modeling work exactly?
Sure. So people are asked questions at a very specific scale regarding their health conditions. What have they been diagnosed with particular types of diseases? Are they engaged in certain health practicing behaviors? And that data is, again, recorded at a very coarse level for de-identification purposes. So we use this in combination with census data to be able to make statistically representative estimates of the number of people with obesity or hypertension, et cetera, at a very fine spatial scale. And so that allows us to then model out outcomes, as an example with COVID, looking at associations between differing risk factors and aspects of hospitalizations or deaths related to COVID-19. Mm-hmm.
So what kinds of things are you tracking? Because I mentioned a few in the introduction, which was arthritis and cancer. But what else are you able to see in this data?
Yeah, well, we look at some the traditional health factors that you might think of: heart disease, angina, heart attack, obesity, kidney disease. But we're also looking at things like depression, smoking, aspects of suicidality. Aspects related to cognitive behavior health, as well as physical health. And that's also in addition to other factors that they may be engaged in terms of certain types of protective factors with regards to exercise or other dietary components. So we try to incorporate around 35 differing factors to get a sense of the overall health outcomes at a county level.
So my understanding is that you also looked at things like, you track something like health insurance. Why decide to look at health insurance? I would assume maybe it shows, maybe folks who have insurance maybe tend to get health, healthcare more often than those that do not.
Yeah. Well, there's these factors that are obviously directly related to individuals' health, but other secondary parameters like health insurance or economic diversity or gentrification economically, which may have an impact on people's health outcomes. And so certainly access to healthcare, affordability with regards to healthcare can have a moderating effect in terms of some of these other health outcomes. So we want to get a sense of these types of behavioral actions, as well as actual physical documented diagnosed health outcomes.
So did you find health disparities between rural and urban areas?
We did look at urban and rural aspects, and that's one facet that is very important with regards to Idaho. One of the unique aspects of the survey that we're using is that it is the issue of sample size. So the number of people that are sampled in rural populations. So attempt to oversample in areas where there are less individuals to be able to acquire a large enough sample size to represent those populations. One advantage we think of our model is that it is accurately representing more rural populations, which is an important facet to Idaho's overall health.
What else struck you at the county level when you really drilled down into this information?
I think that what was interesting is that we definitely see the traditional trends in indigenous populated counties, counties in rural communities that may have less access to healthcare, that we saw increased aspects of obesity and hypertension, also increased aspects of mental health quality, particularly as we progressed over COVID. So I think that it just goes to show that the rural communities are at greater risk. And then sometimes that we just do not see that when we look at data at a course level. But when you look at it at a refined county level, you can see that these rural areas are an aspect that the state needs to focus on for those populations.
So does breaking down this data by county then would you say could it help address or maybe, you know, bring up these certain health problems and disparities that the public might then be more aware of what's going on from a health trend standpoint?
Yeah, I think so. In the portal that we put together that is provides access to the data and a kind of a dashboard on modelingidahohealth.org allows people to kind of take a look at a county level and to combine that with other aspects of poverty, health insurability, I like to think that looking at that data in a combined aspect is helpful for not just individuals, but also health practitioners in rural areas that might be providing services.
Can you talk a little bit more about that then? Maybe how this data can then help doctors, other healthcare practitioners?
Yeah. Well, one of the ways that we're trying to expose this data as kind of dynamic access to the data that can be downloaded and used. But in addition, we expose the data as an API, as an application programming interface. So if there are hospitals that have their own proprietary systems with confidential data, they can pull in our data and combine it with their confidential information and do their own internal analyses that may span across a number of counties that have differing sets of health outcomes. So combining our data with, I think, their confidential data may provide an added value to their customer base and to the community as a whole.
In your opinion, do you think this kind of modeling can actually help the state maybe figure out how to spend federal money to help people and to better health outcomes?
Yeah, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I think that an important aspect of, I think, what we're doing is trying to focus in on what are the most most important, most dire situations from a health perspective. So if a policymaker are looking at a set of factors, being able to effectively focus the dollars exactly where they are needed in the most efficient way, I think, is important. And with limited funds at the state level, we want, I think, our politicians and decision makers to be able to make appropriate decisions with the money in the best use possible. And having accurate information, I think, at fine spatial scales allows those decision makers to do that.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about this. It's very interesting information. So thank you for your time today.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate the time to chat about it.
Our pleasure. We've been talking with Eric Seaman, a research scientist at the University of Idaho, about modeling Idaho health. It's actually a new way to look at health data here in our state. You can do it county by county. We'll make sure we put a link to the health model at our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.